Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
December 1st marks the 35th World AIDS Day. This year is the 20th anniversary of the launch of PEPFAR, the United States President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. Ambassador-at-Large John Nkengasong is U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator and Senior Bureau Official for Health Security and Diplomacy at the U.S. Department of State. He said that when PEPFAR was created, the life expectancy in many countries in Africa had dropped significantly. Some countries were heading towards extinction.
It was, in my view, a greatest act of solidarity and expression of our values that the American people launched to save a whole continent that was going through and facing tremendous challenges there.
The theme of this year's World AIDS Day is Remember and Commit.
Because of the success that PEPFAR and other programs like the Global Fund have achieved, people are beginning to not remember how it used to look like. Whether you're seeing a baby in Botswana that is born free of HIV infection or an HIV-infected woman who has benefited from treatment and is living a normal life and have now children born free of HIV, that is remarkable. That is the story that must be told.
However, the gains made in treating people infected with HIV/AIDS are fragile. If a patient stops receiving treatment, the virus returns in just 5 weeks.
So it's so important to maintain a political engagement, political leadership in maintaining the HIV programs so that we can bring HIV/AIDS to an end by the year 2030 as a public health threat.
By prioritizing accessible healthcare, prevention efforts, research and innovation, the U.S. aims to work with partners to meet UNAIDS 95-95-95 goal. The goal calls for 95% of those living with HIV to know their status, 95% of those who know their status to be on treatment, and 95% of those on treatment to be virally suppressed. The U.S. government has been globally recognized in the fight against HIV, noted Ambassador Nkengasong. It's one of those areas in our leadership in global health that is known globally, and I think we cannot relent from that.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.